Hey everybody, Rob here. Just a reminder that all this week, I am donating 100% of the proceeds that come into us from Amazon to the organization Michelle's Place. Michelle's Place is the charity that the Reality Rally raises money for, which helps women with screening for and treatment of breast cancer. So from now until March 7th, support a great cause at no extra cost when you make a purchase through the Amazon links on robhasawebsite.com or by going directly to Amazon through our link robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who does surprisingly little with two perfectly healthy Achilles tendons, Rob Cesternino. Hey everybody, how's it going? Rob Cesternino here with you on an amazing race podcast. And I'm joined by one of our amazing race bloggers here at robhasawebsite.com. He covers the Amazing Race with a video recap every week, and he saves you on average about 52 minutes if you were going to watch the race at its regularly scheduled time. Here he is. It's Eric Curto.
Hey, Rob. How are you doing? Hey, everybody listening.
How's it going, Eric?
It is going very good, provided I am allowed to make one disclaimer right off the bat.
What's that?
Is that whole thing where I say, you know, that's the show as I remember it anyway. Yeah, I have a horrible memory and I'm no Jessica. I'm not down with the geography and I don't have the, you know, super knowledge behind me. But I'll try and make you guys laugh.
Yeah, Jessica Leese, she's our Amazing Race blogger. She writes a blog every week, and she is an encyclopedia of Amazing Race knowledge. Eric is just a humorist who watched the last episode of The Amazing Race. He's not going to remember every detail that ever happened on The Amazing Race.
Yes, I am the not so much to Jessica.
but it really is, your stuff is one, it's very funny if you've seen the episode, and two, if you didn't watch The Amazing Race, you really could just save a lot of time and just watch Eric's videos.
It is true. Available at robhasawebsite.com.
Yeah. And the great thing about your videos, too, is, you know, there's not a ton of Amazing Race coverage out there, and we suspect that pretty much every one of the teams watches your videos every week.
Yeah. Love them or hate them, they do.
Yeah. And so how many teams have you heard from so far this season that watch your videos?
I would say pretty much all of them except for Dr. Twins. I'm gonna assume not fans. Firemen and Roller Derby Moms, who I love. Like Team Roller Derby Mom. Yeah. Love them. And and Pam and Winnie. But, you know, I'm working on them.
Okay. Is it possible that roller derby moms are not very savvy on the internet?
Yeah, that is very true. They are busy not getting tattoos or doing anything else that roller derby moms would be doing.
Okay. Very good. So we're going to cover everything from Amazing Race here tonight with Eric. And we just finished watching the show. It's about 9:30 on the East Coast when we're recording this. And so we've also got, it's a busy Sunday night now with reality TV because the Celebrity Apprentice is starting. And I'll have a Celebrity Apprentice podcast coming on Monday night. I will record a Celebrity Apprentice podcast. But we've given the race the priority as we should. Right, Eric?
We definitely, well, yes, we definitely should. Yes, we should. We should give it the priority. But I am very excited about Celebrity Apprentice. And we also have Big Brother Canada tonight.
Big Brother Canada. All right. So, and each, we're covering all of those shows. If you want to hear the individual podcast feed for any of those shows, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/showfeeds. For our Amazing Race feed, our Big Brother feed, or our Celebrity Apprentice podcast feed. So let's jump into this episode here, Eric. And I got to start with, let's not bury the lead, a very oddly formatted episode where I realized that about 53 minutes after the hour, and it's like nobody's at the pit stop yet. How's this all going to work? And it's not even a non-elimination leg. It was worse. It was like a non-finish leg.
Yes. And I am thrilled that they are at a racing in New Zealand, a place I can pronounce for once. So that is also good. But yeah, I do not know. I don't know. I don't know what is happening with the way that they've been editing the season so far. It seems like I know it's the beginning, so they need to kind of just focus on where they want to take the plot line. But we're still not really learning a lot about any of the racers. We're always just focusing on, it seems like we're just narrowed in on whatever the drama is of the episode. Thus, this one being Connor and David and their crutches racing.
Well, which do you prefer? Do you like this episode that sort of ended on the cliffhanger of, are David and Connor going to continue on? Or would you have preferred to have everybody finish the race and then tell Max and Katie it's a non-elimination leg?
Oh, I like it to be continued. I do like it to be continued. So I guess if I had a pick, that is what I would pick. I do like it to be continued better.
Yeah, I think I would have rather seen everybody finish. At least we would have had a better sense of where everybody is this week.
Right. Well, I mean, we kind of sort of know. It seems like they started out all clumped together. We had Chuck and Winona catching up there and then holding everyone to start the race, the water taxi thing that they did.
Right.
And I think they're all pretty much together at this point.
So how's the next episode going to work? And is it a 1 hour episode next week that we would assume? And so everybody's going to finish the race and then start another leg of the race. And then we're going to have two trips to the mat in one episode of the race.
Ooh, that is a good point. I don't know. This is where we should have, we should go to Jessica for that. Jessica, we need to channel her. No. How did they do it last season when they had the to be continued? I feel like they eliminated everybody kind of halfway through the episode. And then by the end of the episode, yeah, I think we had another elimination.
Okay. If it's a 2 hour episode next week, I feel like that would make a little more sense, but we'll see.
But why would we, have they ever done a 2 hour episode?
I feel like they've had 2 hour episodes. Maybe.
Finale? No, I don't even think the finale is meant to. We are horrible at this part.
I feel like the Brendan and Rachel finale was 2 hours.
Well, as it should have been. Should have been 3 hours, yeah. And I would have just liked 2 hours of Brendan.
Yeah, I think we had four teams also.
Right. Yes, yeah. We did.
All right, so we'll see how this all works out. So how about Dave and Connor? What do you think? Are Dave and Connor going to continue on? It doesn't seem like they want to.
I do not think they're going to continue on. I don't think they should be continuing on. I think they should have quit right when he found out he had this injury. I think a lot of people think I'm not on team Dave and Connor. Mm-hmm. And I do like them. I'm all for them. I love their story. I just think in the grand scheme of life, his health is more important than trying to win $1 million, which realistically you're not doing on crutches and hobbling around. Except I do know from traveling with the disabled person, everyone on the plane has to wait until you get off. So that could be an advantage to them. Obviously not going to be a good enough advantage, but I think they need to go. I kind of feel like they are. I think they just wanted to come in first, try and win a prize, and get out.
Yeah, I think they kind of want to go out on a high note here at the end of the Amazing Race. So, but I don't even know why it's a cliffhanger. Does anybody feel like they're going to continue on? Phil was like, I've got the next clue, and Dave is the dad, right?
Right.
And he's like, actually, we're really concerned with recovery. It didn't seem right. Like he was like, now that we're in first place, I feel like we could really win the race. Like the whole race, they were like, yeah, how long can we even go on like this?
Yeah, I don't think they can. I wonder even if legally they can. I mean, I was listening to your podcast actually with Abby and Ryan, and mm-hmm. Didn't they say that if you're injured, it's completely up to you? Like they won't pull you, but they'll let you stay in it if you want to race it. And even Abba last season, he had that injury and they just kept giving him steroid shots the whole time. So I wonder if they might stay in that aspect, like get steroid shots, kind of go on as far as they can. But we all know the way these challenges are going to go. I cannot see him doing them in with crutches and in a faux brace.
Now, has Connor considered, or has David considered, an amputation of the leg? We know that the race does like that if you have you know, one leg.
It is true. I do now. You know, I don't know. I guess we will have to wait and see. But my vote is they're gonna leave next week. And if they don't, wow, I will be surprised if they don't. And I'm also surprised that Jessica and whatever his name is, Team Smiley, I'm surprised that they even gave it to them. And I was surprised that they weren't kind of pissed when they weren't using it right away.
Well, Ryan and Abby first mentioned that last week, and they said when I talked to them that they had said, and now is the perfect time to give David and Connor the express pass now that they're disabled. And sure enough, John and Jessica, the extra smiley, said, oh, wait, hold on a second before you leave. Oh, we forgot to give you the express pass.
And I agree with that, but clearly they're going out anyway. So why waste it on them? Give it to some other team like Pam and Winnie or one of the other teams that can give you a whole nother week of safety.
Yeah.
But I guess they don't want to be seen as the people that told, you know.
I think they just wanted to burn it. They just wanted to get it out of the game. It was almost like flushing an idol on Survivor.
Right, right.
So they just wanted to have it out of the game. And basically, there's like a blood feud now between John and Jessica and the hockey players.
Yes. Well, yeah, they I don't. Well, there's something else going on with the hockey players and the blondes who very well is related to Boone, who Daniel Boone, David Boone,
Daniel Boone, and also John Wayne.
Right. As she lets us know every episode.
That's her claim to fame.
Clearly, time to get your own claim to fame, honey.
She's making a name for herself on The Amazing Race.
No, she's making someone else's name for herself on The Amazing Race.
All right, well, let's start with the John and Jessica's feud with the hockey players. Eric, right. Could you explain to me what was going on at the ticket counter? Was it like that John and Jessica were trying to buy the last seats, and then John was like trying to distract the hockey players so they could buy the seats that they were going to get? Is that what was going on?
I don't think he was trying to distract them. I just think that John and Jessica knew that they got better tickets and just weren't telling them. I don't know if he was necessarily trying to distract them from it, because the hockey players were asking them, oh, did you get a better flight? And then he just did his creepy serial killer smile and was like, nope. So no, I just think he was just didn't want to give up the information.
So now John and Jessica, so they're trying to make an alliance against the hockey players. Am I reading that correctly?
That is what I took away from it. Yeah, they're trying to make an alliance against.
Can
them.
We figure out who is in the alliance against the hockey players?
Oh boy, that is going to be a lot of names to remember. Okay, so in the alliance against them, I think it's Team YouTube.
Okay.
Max and Katie, Roller Derby Moms, and I think Pam and Winnie. Or isn't it just everybody except the hockey players and Caroline and Jennifer?
I don't think David and Connor are in the alliance.
Right, in the alliance against hockey. Well, right. No, yeah, they would. Why wouldn't they be? Because they didn't want the hockey players to see that they got the express pass.
Okay, well, I'm just going by who was huddled together at the airport in the alliance. I don't think that they were. I feel like David and Connor were never associating with the other team. This might have been when they were out getting the sonogram on the Achilles tendon. So I don't know if they were there when that alliance was being formed.
Oh, right. The airport alliance. I believe that was YouTube, Roller Derby Moms, and Pam and Winnie, Max and Katie.
Yeah, I feel like Chuck and Winona weren't part of it either.
No, they
they're
were
doing their own thing.
They were busy making a phone call. And then fishing.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10... how useless is Winona on the race? 10 being the most useless.
Then 10.
She did catch a fish, though.
Yeah, oh, good for her. Right. She caught it all right. I don't get her at all. Every episode, she's just like, oh, I guess I should help. I mean, Chuck's doing everything. I might as well participate a little. I don't get her.
Yeah. So, all right, let's talk about the double daters here, Caroline and Jen and the hockey players. Are you digging the showmance here on the Erase?
Yeah, I am all for a show. I would like to see them go down that route with the edit. Like, I want to know what was happening after they had their little sleep in the airport. Like, I want to see more of that showman's developing. We need a little bit of that twist, but I don't think anything is really going to come of it. But didn't he make some joke in the car? I feel like he made some inappropriate yeah, comment, yeah. Which again,
I wasn't 100% sure about that either. Yeah, did he say something like about how she's just gotta lay there still? Something.
Yeah, like yeah, there you go. He was like, "Yeah, she just lays there and takes it." I think is what he said. I was like, "Wow, guess we're leaving that in."
Yeah, maybe you can in your video. You can clarify that for us.
I am all over it.
Yeah. And so do the blondes know that either Anthony or Bates is missing teeth? Is that going to be a potential turnoff?
How could you not? I mean, as much as they show us that as well, I am sure they wear it as like a badge on that race. And I don't know. What does he have to take it out every challenge as well? Like every time he goes to a challenge, he's like, oh, I have to take my teeth out. Why? Why do you have to take your teeth out? I would like to know that. That's what I would like to know.
All right, let's talk about the problems that Max and Katie are having on the race. We had a competition where you had to pick either go drive the car or go fishing. And basically, the only two teams that decided to go fishing were David and Connor because, one, David couldn't drive the stick shift. He couldn't work the clutch in his boot. And then also Chuck and Winona, who they love to go fishing, right? Nobody else went fishing?
Yeah, and why would they? Why would you leave it up to chance? You're literally leaving it up to Mother Nature whether you get to advance. At least you're in control if you're driving the car.
Yeah, Chuck and Winona are the march to the beat of their own drummer team this season. There's always one team that's like, oh, we're not going to stay with the pack. Why would we do that? We're going to do our own thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is exactly how I would put it.
Who was the march to the beat of their own drummer team last year? Was it Rob? And what was his girlfriend's name? Wife's name?
That's the heavy metal team or the rock. Oh, no, Monster Trucks, right?
Monster Trucks, yeah.
Yes, I do not remember what his wife's name was. But yeah, they were the ones that were like, we'll just do whatever. We'll stay in the back of the pack and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and also, yeah, James and Abba were a bit of that too. They were going to do their own thing.
I love ABBA. I don't know what you are talking about. He is one of my favorite racers all time. I think Max and Katie's problem in this, in the Rev It Up challenge, was communicating and blaming and bickering. And honestly, everything that we love about dating divorcee couples.
They're newlyweds.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Are you podcasting now, from the future?
No, I'm just saying, who knows what could happen in the future? No, they are wonderfully lovely people. I have talked to them on Twitter. They are taking it all in stride. I think they are playing up the villain role. They know what they got into, and I almost think they're playing into it a little bit.
Well, they're playing up the villain role, but they haven't done anything evil yet. Or villainous at all.
Only to each other.
Only to each other. They're they're trying very hard, but they're not doing anything that is actually villainous. And on top of everything, they're in last place every single week.
Yeah, they are hanging. They're barely hanging on. But I don't know. I did not think that Max would be the one to blow that challenge for them. And they really didn't do anything bad. I think that has to be a hard challenge to do. And I almost feel like people's weight factored in because I feel like all the teams that would obviously weigh less blew through that really quick. And all the bigger, stockier type of teams were dragged down on that one. And I'm saying that with no knowledge of cars or racing.
Yeah.
That is my observation.
Well, what is the problem? Max can't drive? Is that what the issue was?
Yeah, they can't drive stick, because the only thing that could annoy me more than don't come on the race if you don't know how to swim and aren't prepared for a water challenge is don't come on the race if you can't drive stick.
Yeah.
I don't get these people.
Now, how do you, like, let's say hypothetically, I know everybody always says, like, well, why do you go on the race if you don't drive stick shift? Now, I don't know how to drive stick shift. What do you do if you don't know how to drive stick shift? Is it just, you just rent a car with stick shift and then just beat it into the ground before you go on the race?
I would assume, I mean, I guess there has to be classes that, yeah, I'm sure you could learn from a professional, or sure, I would just go rent a car and have someone who knows how to drive stick teach me how to drive stick. I'm sure it can't be that complicated.
Yeah, I guess not.
I also do not know how to drive stick, so that's why I'm not going on the Amazing Race.
Maybe it's easier said than done.
Well, of course, you're driving with, like, 2 feet and three levers, and I have hard enough time with two pedals, so, no, I could imagine. And then have the wheel on the other side of the car. No.
Yeah.
But I'm not going on the race.
And then, Max and Katie also had another problem with the vehicle, in that they got very lost in getting to the pit stop.
Yes, and I missed how they got lost. Was it just Katie said, turn here, and then that was it? I missed how they got so lost.
Yeah, they got very lost. And did they ever find their way? Did they ever figure out where they were going?
Yeah, they asked somebody that was driving by, and they said, just drive down the hill and turn left, and it's right there.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We'll see if they get back on track. Now, they're definitely going to be the last to arrive, right?
Yeah, I would say they're going to be the last to arrive.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
And then keep racing, right? Because not be eliminated, you're still racing, right?
Well, now, if it was Dave and Connor decided to not pull out of the race, if they decided they were going to hang in there, would this have been a non-elimination leg? Or is it that Dave and Connor are going to say, yeah, you know what, we're going to go get this Achilles thing taken care of? And so then does that become a non-elimination leg of the race?
Right. I have no idea. And then the last part of that question is, or are you just still racing? So I guess if we're considering it to be still racing, then does that mean non-elimination? I really don't know. I am interested to find out.
If there was no injury to Dave and Connor, do you think this leg would have been an elimination leg?
I think it would have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have the conspiracy theory on the race that the non-elimination legs are not predetermined, unless you mean by production.
How dare you? How dare you, Eric?
I am just, that's just my theory, and in no way represents the feelings of anyone else or CBS.
Now, how did you feel about the race going to visit Phil's hometown this week? Were you excited to see where Phil grew up and learned his amazing racing chops?
I would have been had they given us any more of that, because that would have been interesting. And why was Phil's family not the ones on the mat with him? Which I asked him on Twitter, and Phil, because I know you're listening to this podcast, you could have answered me.
Now, did a young Phil used to run through the Schmozzle course? Is that how he got in such good shape to become the host of Amazing Race?
I guess that is what you do there. I don't know. And I saw Jessica said on Twitter that that New Zealand, or specifically where they were, had just recovered from a horrible earthquake.
Oh my God.
And that involves geography. And I don't know, but Jessica would probably have more info on that.
Yeah. Eric, tell us about the Schmozzle. What now? What is this, something that people actually do in New Zealand?
I thought it was a Laverne and Shirley reference.
Yes.
Personally. No, apparently that is the obstacle course that you run through to collect eggs for good time and bring a dog through something out of a horror movie and have just carry a lot of eggs. I don't get it.
It seems very disjointed. Maybe we have some listeners from New Zealand, because as far as I can tell, I don't understand anything that's going on here. It's like, okay, you're going to First you go into the box and you get covered in tar. Then you go
through molasses.
Then you go through the tube and get covered in some sort in chicken feathers. All while then you pick up eggs along the way. Then there's a dog that follows you. I don't know what the point of the dog is at all. The dog just follows you along the course. And you're carrying a number of raw eggs in your hand. Then you go down an inner tube into a pool filled with manure. And then you get out of the pool. And then you do it all over again. And if I ever go to New Zealand, remind me not to order the eggs now that I know how they get them.
Seriously. I don't know. I don't know. Is that just a fun? Clearly, there's not a lot of stuff around to do. I wasn't seeing any malls.
And I, And I didn't get into the outfit that you wear. It's like, okay, now strip down and now put on a burlap vest. And what was the outfit?
Yeah. What was the outfit? And what were the shorts called? Like, they were called pudgies, or it was something that I was like, well, I got to go back and see what they called that. But yeah, I think it was just to have the maximum amount of molasses and things to be sticking on you. Yeah, I don't get it. And there was also like little kids, like little creepy children with eggs standing everywhere as you would go from one part to the next, and I was just waiting for them to like start smashing eggs in people's faces. I didn't get it.
Why would anybody do this?
Well, I don't know. Apparently because there's nothing else to do.
Is that what it is? Really nothing else to do?
Clearly this is what you do when in New Zealand. Bora Bora is sandcastles and relaxing. New Zealand is tar and feathering and manure diving.
It seems like a way you would torture terrorists.
Yeah. I would agree.
All right. So there was lots of schmozzles going on. And so just all good fun for the racers.
Right.
So let's bounce around and tell us if your opinion increased or decreased on any of the teams this week. We talked about Max and Katie. What about roller derby moms? Anything stand out for you this week for them?
No, but nothing's really been standing out for me with them the whole season yet so far. But again, I think we're not focusing on them. Like, we don't really know any of their story, how they're doing. All we kind of learned this episode was that they knew about Dave and Connor's cancer story, and a lot of the other teams didn't, which would lead me to believe that they're closer with them than we're seeing in the edit.
Did David and Connor want roller derby moms to blab about the whole cancer thing?
Well, I think we'll probably find out soon enough. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't see why they would care. Clearly, they have to know that's going to be their edit.
Yeah. What about Chuck and Winona? They had the problems with the airport, with picking up the phone, and then they got on the last flight. But then they seemed to pick up some time with the fishing. How about Chuck and Winona this week? Is their stock up or down?
I would say it is the same. I think this is going to be the storyline of Chuck and Winona for the rest of the season. They are the comedic relief. They're never really going to get ahead. They're never going to fall so far behind. They're just going to kind of coast along this way until we only have power teams left, and then they're gone.
All right. How about Joey and Megan this week? Seems like they were getting on each other's nerves a little bit, Joey and Megan.
Yeah, it seems like I am always team YouTube, and love me some Joey and Megan. I'll say that right off the bat.
Goes without saying.
Goes without saying. He puts out YouTube videos of his behind the scenes kind of experience of each episode. And from that, I am learning that they are fighting a lot more than the show is even showing. It kind of seems like every single challenge he says how he's mad at her or he was fighting with her or whatever he was doing. And the edit that we're getting is him acting like he's excited for a spring break right now. Like, New Zealand, yeah, Bora Bora. So, yeah, I think they're doing really good. I was kind of blown away. I did not think they would be placing so high each episode. So for me, their stock is definitely gone up this episode and is going up.
They seem to have much more energy than any other team on the race.
And we need that. Like, seriously, we need that. We need a Team YouTube to liven this up. But
especially with this group that we have. How many people, like, between, this is the third week of the show, every episode we have, I mean, David and Connor will make an exception for them this week, but how many times have we had people either quitting challenges or quitting the race and the coming attractions next week? Caroline and Jen are going to have a breakdown. They're, looks like they're going to quit a challenge. I mean, this is...
Well... Exactly. I am enraged, as we all know from my recaps in all of this quitting, when it is the Amazing Race. And I just that edit of next week better be wrong, because it does not even seem like Caroline or Jennifer. It's not even the one doing the challenge that is off on the side crying, saying she wants to quit. It's the one, that's what I mean. The one on the side is the one crying, saying she wants to quit. You're not even doing the challenge and you're saying you want to quit. I don't get it.
Either John Wayne or Daniel Boone would be rolling over in his grave right now. One or the other. We don't know which one.
We don't, but I'm sure she'll tell us a whole bunch of times.
Yeah. There was no quit. So, and what did Joey said that Megan was a diva? What do you say? We got a diva in the front seat.
You think he's projecting? Yeah, he said we have a diva in the front seat of the Rev It Up challenge. And they did really good on that. They did it on their second try.
Yeah.
And I think, didn't he say, I don't know how to drive stick?
They said it was so, like a video game. So they really took to it very naturally.
Yes. And they are all about video games.
All right. Caroline and Jen this week, stock up or down?
Ugh, down. I think it just keeps going down. They're not doing anything. What have they done? First episode was quit. Second episode was kind of quit last week. No, they just hung on last week. And now this week they're just hanging on. And next week they're back to quitting. Time to go.
Well, strategically, is it a good move for them that to basically hitch their wagons to the possibly the strongest team left in the race? I mean, if David and Connor are out and... then also Matthew and Daniel are out. There's only one male-male team left, and Idris and Jamil are out. There's only one male-male team left in the race, Anthony and Bates. It looks like they would be in contention for the top slot every week. I mean, Caroline and Jen could only slow them down, but for Caroline and Jen, wouldn't that be a good move to sort of like hitch their wagons to Anthony and Bates and have Anthony and Bates carry them through the race?
Well, clearly, I mean, it worked for Beekman's, so it's, you know, yeah, that strategy definitely works. And I feel like if I was on the race, I would not want to be in the front of the pack because I don't want to lead. I would rather kind of try and stay in the middle, not the end, because I think seeing what other teams are doing ahead of you is clearly an advantage in the game this early on for right now. So, yeah, I think staying in the back is okay for right now, as long as they're not too far in the back.
Mm-hmm. And that was kind of like the Brenchel strategy on the race, where it was like they never would come in first in the race, but they were always like right there. They were always like second or third or fourth, and they would I'm sure a lot of other teams have done this also, but you sort of just follow whoever is in first, and then all you have to do is win the last leg of the race.
Okay, wait, you have to clarify for me now. Are you saying that the Brenchel strategy was to stay in the middle, like that was a conscious plan?
No, but it worked. It worked for them. I mean, and you could be, the floater strategy is a good strategy on The Amazing Race. I think it's a good strategy on Big Brother, too. But it's a good strategy on The Amazing Race. You just hang in there, you're just drifting on the other teams, and then make your move in the last leg of the race.
So now you're calling Rachel a floater.
Well, I do think on the race, I think it's a good strategy. Yeah. Get a life vest. Do it.
I definitely agree. I agree. I know a lot of people feel like, no, go out in front, win the prizes, lead the charge. No, I think it is good to like ride the middle and let other people fall, see what other people are doing wrong. It's definitely how I would play it.
Yeah. All right, and then any other? Oh, Pam and Winnie. Pam and Winnie. What's going on with Pam
Who?
And Winnie?
Yeah, who's that again? Oh, Pam and Winnie. Right. I don't know. They were in first for a hot second, and then it didn't even matter. And then they were just like, oh, and we're back in last or seventh or whatever. I don't even know. They didn't even show us how they fell so far, I don't feel like. It was just one commercial break, they're in first, and the next, they're back to second. And the editors are like, don't worry about it, just trust us.
I think they had a problem with the car. I think that was the issue.
Well, yeah, I mean, they do kind of, you know, a little trouble driving, though, I hear.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah, clearly.
All right.
Yeah, so they got the Dodo music, too, so that is not good when they were driving.
Yeah, you never want to get the Dodo music on the race.
Right.
It's not good. And the team that's permanently getting the Dodo music is the Chuck and Wynonna. They're just getting, like, the dueling banjo music permanently every time they're on.
Exactly. Love it. Please don't ever leave.
All right. So so for the next week of the race, so if David and Connor are out, then do John and Jessica, are they go back to being the de facto leaders in the clubhouse?
I guess. I would say them or the hockey guys. Yeah. I mean, and even Team YouTube, I think they're not being considered as strong of a team, and clearly they're working their way up. So I would say the top three teams for me right now that are going to be battling out are going to be Hockey Guys, YouTube, and Jessica and John. And hopefully Max and Katie will manage to do something. And I feel like we're right around the time for U-turns or double U-turns. Mm-hmm. Now, so that's got to come in play.
I know this is a hard thing to figure because we're watching all these guys as a pack, but would you say that this is a weak field as far as the competition this season? Like, if we had, like, basically, like, one of our, you know, really all-time great racing teams, would they just be running laps around this group of teams as a whole?
I think 100% not even a question. And coming off last season where we had such amazing competitors, this season being so close to that, where essentially the first two episodes we started out with everyone quitting and making deals to not have to do anything. Yeah, I really just feel like, God, any of the teams from last season, even the Beekmans, would blow through half of these people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
No pun.
So we're grading on a curve this season.
Clearly grading on a curve. It is, yeah, yeah. I'm not so much a fan of this season competition-wise or competitor-wise.
Yeah. All right, well, let's take some questions from our listeners. We got a couple. I know it's right after the show ended, so I tweeted out some questions, or I got some questions on Twitter from our listeners about this. Let me start with... A lot of the questions weren't so much questions as they were some complaints about tonight's episodes. But let's start with at Wesley Sutton. He wants to know, Max and Katie seem like the most inept villains on TV in a while. Where do they rank on the inept reality TV villain hierarchy? No, do we have a inept reality TV villain hierarchy?
I don't know if we do, but if anybody was going to put that together, it would be you, Rob.
Okay, well, let's go. Can we brainstorm a little bit? Can you think of anybody else that came into a show with the idea, hey, I'm going to be the ultimate villain, and then didn't ultimately go anywhere with it? Now, Max and Katie, the book isn't yet written on these guys, and maybe they might emerge to be really great villains, but can you think of anybody else that's come onto a reality show, said, hey, I'm going to be the villain, I'm going to be the bad guy, and then it really went nowhere?
Well, again, I'm going to say you started that question with, do you remember? But I actually do, but I don't remember his name. The guy from The Glass House.
Yes.
Who ate all the cheeseburgers on your show, or the nuggets, him.
Primetime Alex Stein.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
I'd say him. I'm sure there's a lot of Big Brother people.
How about Willie Hance?
Oh, yeah. I don't really think of him as so much of a villain. But yeah, I mean, sure. If we were ranking, we would put him in there. Who from Survivor? I feel like there are some Survivor people too who we would could say came in and.
Well, how about Matthew Quinlan? Might be another one who came in feeling like he was going to run the show. Although I don't know if he would be a self-proclaimed villain, but he definitely came off with a lot of bluster to start and really didn't go anywhere with it.
Oh, exactly. And wow. I'm going to get right. Colton. I got it.
Yeah.
I would say Colton was another one.
Colton was a little bit of a different story that he was, medically taken out of the game and wasn't like he was actually doing stuff. I don't know if that he was all bluster, like he was actually backing up what he was doing in the game. But there was a lot of bluster.
Right. Right. I'm going to say only Alex Stein then.
Yeah, he would probably be the best. He'd probably be the poster boy for inept reality TV villainous. But he is back on TV on the Food Network.
I know, I heard.
Worst chefs in America.
Right.
Yes.
Luck with that.
Which I don't really I did watch an episode of Worst Chefs in America, and I don't really understand how you win this. Like, I feel like anybody could try to be the worst chef. Like, they say, okay, Rob, go make your worst meal. And I'd like, okay, this is going to be, this is called Drano toast, and I'm going to put,
Is that honestly the point? Like, I don't watch cooking shows, singing shows, or dancing show. So is that really the point of the show, is that you make the worst meal?
Yeah, it's like it's like almost like if you were trying to say, like, we're gonna find the worst singer, but if you could try to, you could be the worst, you could pretend to be the worst singer.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. How's that show doing? Good.
I think it actually does do well, the Worst Cooks in America. And people do say Alex Stein is killing it on there.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, I would tune in just to watch him.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. So how about another question? Let's see. This is from Caroline NYC on Twitter. She wants to know, why doesn't Phil revert to his native accent? did you want Phil to use his Kiwi accent on the mat in this episode?
How would that even go? I don't even know. I mean, no, I am fine with Phil being Phil. I enjoy Phil the way he is.
Okay. And this is a two-part question from Carolyn. She also wants to know, can doctors override contestants' wishes and pull them out from the race? So this is back to the Ryan and Abby point. Can a team pull you out if you don't want to? Can doctors pull you out if you want to stay in the race?
I don't know. I mean, according to Ryan and Abby, I mean, they really didn't answer it that specific of a question. So I would say that is hard to say. Or I'll say this. I'll have the answer on the recap. I will go ask some of last season's racers that specific question and see what they say.
I mean, I kind of feel like if you're still getting to the mats each time, then they can't say that you have to go out of the race. But I think at some point that if you're so injured, you will not be able to get to the mat before the other team. So, like, whereas on Survivor, you could be dying and your team could just never vote you out and you could never go to Tribal Council. There's a chance that you could just die before you get voted out. On The Amazing Race, I think you would just not get to the mat and you'd be out of the race at some point. Like, if you're good enough to keep getting to the mat, you're good enough to stay in the game.
Right. And I'm sure it doesn't really matter either way, because I'm sure you have to sign, your life away. So it doesn't literally sign your life away. So I'm sure they don't care.
Right.
I'm sure it's whatever you want to do, you can stay in it as long as you want.
We'll take one more question from Twitter from Keith Renfro. He wants to know, am I the only one freaked out about John's creepy smile? He has serial killer written all over him. Now, is that true? Does John have a creepy serial killer smile?
100% true. Yes, I have called them Team Smiley. I don't trust anybody that smiles all the time like that. There is something, serial killer to say the least. And anybody besides me comparing them to Ernie and Cindy, I don't even know what show we're watching.
Eric, I'm going to stop you right there. You are absolutely dead wrong. There is nothing serial killer like from John and his smile, because I would know, because if there was ever somebody with a serial killer smile, I would go out of my way to never offend that person. And so I could tell you from just by looking at him, he absolutely does not look like a serial killer. And that is not a serial killer smile. And if it was, I would not bring that up, because you would never want to offend a person if they were a serial killer. So absolutely not. That is not a serial killer smile.
Well, I am here working for you, Rob, and I will say it is a serial killer smile. And John, if you would like to come and serial kill me, that can only help the
ratings. John, if you're listening, don't kill me, please. I said it's not. I said it's not a serial killer smile.
Yes, I am taking the heat for you, Rob, and this is going to boost your ratings. You can do like a whole special on it, like Eric knew ahead of time. You know, yes. Now, leave Rob alone. Come this way, John.
All right. Yes. All right. So, Eric, I know you got to get to work on your video, on your recap for the episode. Do you want to say anything real quick about your – are you loving Big Brother Canada?
Well, here's what I want to say first about the race, because I'm just a little bit upset that when you and Jessica had your little powwows over who you guys want to win.
Oh, you didn't give your pick.
Nobody was asking Eric his pick for the win.
Give us your pick.
I'm going with Team YouTube.
Okay.
So it's not who I think's going to win, but it is my pick to win.
They're your favorite team.
It is my pick to win. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Big Brother Canada. I am loving it way more than I thought I would.
Yes, because if you guys don't know, Eric is way into U.S. Big Brother.
Correct. Big Brother is definitely my all-time favorite reality show. Well, all right, The Mole is, but that ain't coming back. So, I am loving Big Brother Canada. I love these characters. I don't know what I actually want to say, because I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. The way they film that show, it's kind of like they've already done an elimination, yet it hasn't even aired yet. So I don't know what to say that's not going to spoil anything. So I'll just say I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It is good. And we can all watch it for free and the feeds for free. And it is apparently legal. So there is no illegal action in that.
Okay.
Slice TV is putting them up on YouTube. And if you have an iPad or most iDevices, you can watch the stream and the live feeds completely for free with no restrictions.
Now, this is going to sound like a commercial, but I know the website is what? It's bigbrothercanada.ca.
Do you do show notes? Because it'll be there. I'll get it for you after. Yes.
Yeah, and not a paid endorsement. We're very happy with the product.
No, and I know that you talk about it, so I'm sure people would want to watch the feeds and stuff. It is good. It is a good season.
Yeah.
So far.
So far, so good. All right. So, Eric, all the best to you, buddy. Keep up the good work with your... We look forward to seeing your video recap of the race. And all the best, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
All right. Have a great week. So for you guys, here's what's coming up. Here's what the lineup is looking like for the rest of the week here on Rob as a Podcast. Monday night, I'll be recording a Celebrity Apprentice podcast discussing the 2-hour Celebrity Apprentice premiere. I'll have that up for you guys on Tuesday morning. And then... lo and behold, it's going to be time for Survivor once again. So Wednesday night, Survivor Know-It-Alls will be back in our regularly scheduled time at 9:15 p.m. Eastern, right after Survivor. Then on Thursday morning, we'll talk to the next person kicked off of Survivor, and I'll do my Survivor recap podcast at the end of the day on Thursday. And then when we get to the weekend, Saturday afternoon, we'll recap everything that happened on Big Brother Canada as well this week. So lots coming up. We really are in a true perfect storm of reality TV. We've never tried to cover 4 shows at once, so a lot of shows coming at you. Remember, if you're finding anything too overwhelming for you in the main Rob Has a Podcast feed, and there's only one show in particular that you like, or 2 of the shows that you like, check out the individual show feeds at our page on the website at robhasawebsite.com /show feeds. And just one note, I decided I'm going to put the Big Brother Canada podcast in its own feed, and I'm not going to put that in the main feed. So if you want that show, you'll need to subscribe to the separate Big Brother Canada feed, because I know a lot of people are watching it, but I also know a lot of people aren't watching it. So trying not to overwhelm anybody so they just totally trash the feed and say, all right, I'm out, Rob, I'm out. All right, so thank you so much for everything you're listening. If you like what you've heard here today, please leave us some feedback on iTunes, especially on our Amazing Race podcast feed on iTunes. I think we have don't even have any comments yet on it, even though we've just shown up in the new and noteworthy section in the TV and film department on iTunes, and we really appreciate you guys listening. So thanks so much, and we'll be back again soon. And don't forget all of our blogs at robisthewebsite.com, including Jessica's Amazing Race blog. Check it out if you haven't read it yet. Take care, everybody. Bye.